a touchdown. He's got a ball to the and then Mr. Chairman, under other charges of subsidy, number 5, government communications, and there's a lobbying. I know that there's quite a substantial increase in the forecast outcome from what was estimated. It goes from 115,000 to nearly 1.7 million, returning to 1.2 million a year for the next year. Is that, or could it be that the period associated with activities around Brexit, or is there another reason for that? And if it's around Brexit, is it a problem that comes out of the number 6 budget rather than the budget of the Deputy Minister? So the civil assessment of outcome for the financial year that they did not support the estimate for the regrowth. It has been more expenditure than expected as a result of a number of different reasons. And we think it's appropriate to cut out the number 61 person, given that we're the only one person for it with Marina Sandown. I don't see why honourable members want to go into this level of detail. If they were voting for the bill, they might have the moral authority to ask us about where they're going to spend the money. They said they're not voting for the bill. Not on the basis of what we've spent in respect of the outcome for reckoning or what we're going to spend this year. So the Chief Minister cannot provide any detail whatsoever regarding the additional £700,000 almost of expenditure under that stock budget. So it's good idea, it's great to a public. It is quite a substantial increase. I understand that we wouldn't have been obliged to the fact that Brexit was going to happen. The referendum had already come to pass by the time that this I just wonder if we may be provided with a little more detail in such a debate on this point where the additional £700,000 was spent. So, detail is that every single penny, for the money that was spent in the government of the international in respect of Brexit and all the other issues which required lobbying, which was spent as a result of the vote in this House of the Senate and the Marina Sandown and the members are on this side of the House, because they did not support the funding. They did not support that we could spend money in the government of the international in lobbying either in respect of Brexit or otherwise. They are detailed down to the last penny of them, because they need to go with the third across the floor of the House. Otherwise, those who we are lobbying to keep us then will know who we lobbied and how we lobbied. I want to ask them for whatever detail with respect to any debate should that how it's organized between the information and lobbying that has to be done in different things like that. Was it all in the lobbying box? Was it all information? My fellow would expect to say it wasn't about debating, it was about just trying to determine facts. The Chief Minister has been quite keen to continue debating where we are with respect to the benefit of the economic bill. Regarding that, I think it is the obligation of those in this House to examine how people's money has been spent and try and drill down into some detail, whether we agree with it or not. It's not going to be that. The whole point of this committee's thing is to decide by looking at detail how one is going to vote, not to look into greater detail if this is something that you're going to vote against. All the members of the people are here on their own not to support the spending. So the spending that we're looking at in the program itself is the spending approved by Valena Sandown, Lawrence Dormant, and the members of this whole House. The spending for the estimate for next year is the spending that is going to be done because they've already spent the duplicate. They're not saying it depends on how you convince me. If you don't convince me, they're taking a political principle that there's confidence in and there's nothing more worth talking about. The only thing worth talking about is quotes from the estimate book. I'm saying, Mr. Speaker, they are not asking us for detail in order to be able to determine vote, which is what we've been talking about in this House, and what this committee is about. It is part of the debate. The committee says that nothing will ever be done in the context of the debate. I can remember detail, Mr. Speaker, in the context of giving a high-level view. I'm not going to give them a more detailed view. It's not a particular sort of message. I've never been able to speak of where what they're asking me for could lead people to the one that we're in. How many other deputy ministers explain what happened in the course of his budget speech in the second reading when we talked about what happened in Washington when he turned up? Well, before he appeared to meet them, I've already indicated from other entities of what positions they could be taking in the special committee. more details. We've already indicated what that position is. But it is critical to them. I think one of the problems is that honourable members of the when we invite them to party, keep more than we expect and keep more than we expect.
Thank you.
for a people, and probably will do, and they're out of topic.
I'm going to
Wednesday, and the things we're talking to them, they teach us as a community, they ask them to repeat so that everybody understands the negative consequence of the action that they're taking. Because I think it's absolutely appropriate, and we'll talk about the goal of the group of this is just one third point. There's one that's at the spirit of 52 sub 4 on page 25 standing orders. Speaker, you have, after having called the attention of Parliament and committed the conduct of a member who is persistently irrelevant, or tedious repetition, either his own arguments or the arguments to be by the members of debate, made it the members of the debate. What was the third of that, Mr. Speaker? A clearly tedious repetition of the same argument. It is very clear the opposition vote against the vote against the bill. I was calling in other countries, including the United Kingdom, Mr. Speaker. And the point I make here is that the people continue to tediously repeat the same point in respect of how we voted on the second reading of the bill, Mr. Speaker. The point that what we're undergoing now is a two-sided testing of the figures in the book. Dealing with a different question all the time, but there is a principle underlying the answers that I'm given in every particular instance. One doesn't put to them, Mr. Speaker, a standing order on previous repetition when they make the same point for the past 4 years in the second Trump and Barron, or they have demonstrated that they were doing it in Trump and Barron. I just refer to them as a cross record. So they are fully intent to remind them every time that they ask a question that they are asking a question under a particular subject in the second effect that they are not supporting. And they are embarrassed about that, Mr. Speaker, because
$1,000 going there, but they want to know the detail of why it's going there. And the details
to provide you in the context of committee to allow someone to make a decision about whether what they're doing in their boat. But they should be in a very comfortable position in the boat. That's what we think is unfair, because it means that they almost have their cake and eat it. They decide to tell the world they're voting against, but then they want the information that they would have had in the context of deciding whether to vote against or vote in favour. Now, it's a position which I think is unfortunate for all the reasons I've set out, and that's why I think it's important when they ask this question to remind them of that position. The other lady is voting in favour, so when she asks this question, she'll find us not repeating the matter to her, because she has not said that she's made a decision already in principle to vote against. Yes, Mr. Chairman, just in relation to that point, the Chief Minister has expressed an intention to continue to preface every one of his responses to questions put by him by this side of the House in relation to questions on the book. If I would invite people to reconsider the spirit of that rule in the context of conduct more generally in respect of matters in this House. I don't know that any further than that, Mr. Speaker, but that's the position I would make to Mr. Speaker in that way. Because the Honourable Gentleman seems not to have seen the House of Commons when members ask a question repeatedly, and he deals simply with talk that the first Honourable Gentleman to an answer that they've been given before. It is not by insisting or repeating something that Honourable Members are entitled to choose the answer that they get. Otherwise, Speaker, they don't have an answer, they just ask again in a different way, and they expect that the answer they're giving has to be different. Otherwise, it offends the rule on repetition. Because I think that would be entirely unfair. As I said, I think I have an obligation to set out during the course of this committee session for the record and to be in our hindsight. But then we've got to ask this question. We are in effect asking us questions in detail. And my leader, they are going to get into spending, they're going to get into spending. So their attitude is that each of these tends to be a zero. Not at 19,000 or 216,000. They're saying it should be zero because it's a good round budget. That's what they said in the debate. Because when they come here, the question that the government has to ask is whether we should agree with them to reduce the numbers in the sector of payroll in Head 14, for example, to zero. Because that's what they want. Then I can find which outcome of government. I'm not saying that it does, it's really difficult to say. Look at Rule 54. The Speaker, Chairman, after having called the attention of the Parliament or committee to the conduct of a member who persists in irrelevant, or taking the petition either of his own argument or of the argument used by other members in debate, may direct the member to discontinue his speech. I am not convinced that that rule applies to consideration of the estimate in committee. It simply applies to a debate, to what I would call a normal debate and an open or a debate given the separate reason for a bill. That for me is a parliamentary debate. I think what goes on and what has gone on over the years when a committee of the House, when the House in committee considers the estimate in detail, I remain to be convinced, I don't remain to be fair, I'm not sure that that is the debate on that therefore this rule applies. I may call, but I am not prepared at this stage without much more serious and further consideration of the matter to say that the cookie crumbles one way or the other. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, I'm grateful for your clarification. I would argue, Mr. Speaker, that as chairman in relation to a committee, so we're dealing with the conduct of a particular member, in this case, the Chief Minister, who is continually, will continue to tediously advance his own argument in respect of the official position of the opposition, which is well known to the Mr. Chairman, well known to the public by television. That the Chief Minister intends on from now on in to continue to preface every answer to the questions that we put to him in relation to this point, not the debate, committee stage, but he's prefacing that in a tedious, repetitive fashion in a manner, Mr. Chairman. And that's the point I'd make. And if one were to put it in the spirit of the rules, for Mr. Chairman to conclude that it's the best conduct, that we can dispense with a preface to every single answer to our question later today. I just think that's the one. I take your point, but as I said earlier, I'm not prepared to give a definitive answer at this point in time. Has been speculated regarding a number of amendments to page 59. All honourable members are in receipt of the proposed amendments. Does anybody want to make any comment on them? Ask any questions on those amendments? Yes, the end of the meeting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It was given me by Dr. Swan, our co-chair of the Chief Minister. As I said in the basis of the number of budget, I believe the Chief Minister is taking journey with the public. Can you now explain to us on the other side of 4, subhead D, even a break in public places, where the outlet for 5.5 million reflects the new contract just awarded? The committee, whether the amendments are circulated and agreed to. Stand for the vote. Page 15, utilities, W1, payroll. Thank you. as far as that went, is different than your mail. Any questions? Right, so quickly, 54 million pounds in a row to 50. And how do we do? Okay, 16 collection and disposal of refuse, started 1.0. Started 2 advertisers.
Under those two separate headings.
Yes, one
again,
what is the case for this year under the title of the I hope I won't be on much more now. I wish it comes to you.
This is the same one in the third record room.
for that same provision that we have. And we have not confirmed it. The tickets have been used very quickly, some surveys as it was when I was a cabinet minister, and I'm glad to see that it has been maintained, because therefore not everything is going to impact.
We don't
even
want to maintain that. The Labour member continues to look for the book in time to maybe increase the number of people who are on scholarships to see what the cabinet minister. And there's now over 1,000 to speak at any one time. So I think he's going to see everybody, since they're not just that. But we're also developing more schools, although you won't find them all in the book. We think that's a very important investment for our children's future, although they're working against all of those things at the same time.
I think a whole happening with the administrative staff for the professionalism of our teachers, as we are able to boast about having more students in private education.
And then,
held, but I think there's a fair kind of culture, a fair kind of surprise, to one element of dancing to make the life of a person a kind of life to do
this. Mr. Chairman, I beg your pardon. Thank you very much.
That's why I
think the point that my very honourable friend, Mr. Bridgman, made earlier, that has to be made, because we are now at risk here descending into thoughts that don't give credit to this house at all. And I just, I would just invite honourable members to just, we will understand our full question, and they will not say, because if we ask them, we ask them to get away with something that is just really turning into. I don't know, something that I haven't experienced since I was a student. Questions, which will elicit the same effect from the first, but we're willing is on this matter to lower the question of a single guidance, Mr. Chairman. However, I expect the ruling sentence just by the Chief Minister that he intends to preface every single one of his answers with a restatement of our position. And he should also take the guidance from the chair.
Look at the estimates for the year 2018, and then the forecast out in Brazil to be an increase there, and obviously, this is why the difference in the estimates of 2019 is slightly higher, not significantly higher. It's exactly more or less the estimate of the forecast out in 2017-18.
Is the downturn the same reason as the reduction in headcount of merit by 7%?
will be going up. You know, okay, and the price of the wine increases so much. I mean, for example, we've got very clear sequence. If you're a woman who looks at the most of the agencies for years, that has been a situation where they make provision for dogs, which assume the dogs being killed during the year, and then it doesn't happen. But this will happen with a lot of dogs, that is to say, the fact that it went from 6.7 to 8.6 would imply in a certain rate of dogs being killed. At the end of the year, the person being killed, then the outcome is closer to the previous year's actual of 1670. In 756, there will be some provision for dogs being killed, but they may not be killed during the year, which takes the final result to be closer to the 697 of 3 years ago. There is some kind of a group. Some of the other categories. Time planning and building control, chapter 1, program. Time planning and building, chapter 2, other chapters. I don't know if the bottom of the panel is okay, but I don't know that it's Thank you. participation of the central government on a separate abortion in that particular system would have to be deployed somewhere else. So the vacancies that are there, that are not filled in the main, are the vacancies that may be covered temporarily in the knowledge that they're not going to need it to be filled because the EU funding is going to dry up after 2019. So the provision has to be taken into consideration on the basis that the original figure was 1206, which provided for less last year. And actually, we spent considerably less than 2020 because we're actually reducing some of our number of people. The provision that we've got now is on the basis of people being employed, in 32 people being employed. In the only area where we see the figures going down to in respect of the, for example, the EU funds from the controller, the EU funds, the different EU programs that are in the list in the 22 is the area where the service is. But the position will include the vacancies. The one bill does include quite a number of vacancies, 4 or 5 vacancies.
Thank you. I'm going to
engaging in some form of security plan, following the relocation of the compound in that three states, the CCTV has been to be installed. So that's why we are talking about the images in the financial year.
Contribution to investments of 1.4 million
and the X is now 0, we're just wondering why that is. The estimate last year was 4.5 million. Available. I'd like to understand the government's how they've arrived
at the level of contribution for 2018-19. Is this a request from the university? And if so, how are they going to be able to assess it in light of when water to become? In the same way as the government assesses bids from any other government department, they do not do audit income on a specific basis at the end of March 2000 or this particular year, and they present a bid of what their requirements are going to be in respect of the year starting 1st of April. And this represents the contribution for this financial year of 1.5 million, which is actually a deduction, not a federal, a deduction of almost 25% of the contribution, the total contribution that the government made last year.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, but we're talking here about recurrent expenditure in the books of the controller, if how does the minister assess the reasonableness of the university's request? Given that, as I recall, first in 2016, the reference is very important to tell the House as to the independence of the university. My guess is that the university might not have done the assessment of the reasonableness of the request.
Mr. Chairman, I have just explained it. The university makes a bid for funding in the same way as other government departments make a bid and substantiate what it is that they need. In this particular case, I didn't have a meeting at the office of the financial secretary with the financial controller of the university, as well as the board of governors of the university, where we went through that bid and we determined the level of contribution that would be covered by the university for the secretary.
$177,000, there's an increase up to another extra in the total payroll. And therefore, you can see that we've gone at the same rate, and it should go even higher, because as the honourable member knows, we are not now putting in the pay of the vacancies that are existing. We don't do that. We just put the pay of the people that are there. But there are asking them, and these are the allowances that people were asking upwards.
To tomorrow afternoon, that's it.